1.
Information, not your name.
Hello, this is Donald Vaughn for Business Nightly. Tonight, we have some very successful business people on the show. We're going to ask what advice has helped them become successful, and they'll share their secrets of success. Let's start with our youngest guest, Dan Doppel, owner of Doppel Delights, the well-known bakery business. Dan, could you tell us the best business advice you have ever received?
Well, I think the main key to my success is just enjoying my work. When I was little, my grandmother lived with us. She was an excellent baker. I always loved helping her make pies and cakes for holidays with the family. When I was about 10 years old, my grandmother gave me this advice. She said, "Do what you love to do." So I did. I started my bakery 5 years ago, and I've never forgotten that advice. I think about it every day.
2.
Next, let's hear from Nina Lottman, CEO of Nina International. You're a high-powered fashion executive, Ms. Lottman. Could you tell us what's behind your success?
Well, a lot of people have given me advice over the years, but I think the best advice came when I was in elementary school. See, when I was a kid, I was very shy. I didn't have many friends. The other kids used to tease me, and I was miserable. One day, I was feeling really down, and I guess my teacher must have noticed. After school, she stopped me on my way out of the class. She gave me this advice: "Don't listen to criticism, Nina." She told me I just needed to believe in myself. I still remember that day. That advice has helped me through a lot of tough times.
3.
All right, and now for our next guest, Jim Patterson, founder of Patterson Family Toys. Mr. Patterson, tell us the key to your business's growth and popularity.
Well, we started out as just a little company. I took over my father's toy store when he retired. When I started out, I was really ambitious. I worked a lot of long hours and got home pretty late. Sometimes I'd even work weekends. After a while, I realized I hadn't been spending much time with my wife and kids. I missed them. One day, I told my father how I was feeling, and he gave me the best advice I've ever received. He said, "Try to balance work and family life." That was about 10 years ago. Since then, I've made an effort to make time for both work and family, and I'm a lot happier.
4.
And for our last guest tonight, Maura Brown, co-owner of Brown and Rogers Bookstores. What advice has helped you?
Well, you can't have a good business without good people. Business is all about people. That's the best part. I guess I didn't always think that way. When I was starting my business several years ago, my best friend, Carla Farnsworth, gave me this advice. She said, "Respect people for who they are." She meant whether it's the president of the corporation, an important customer, or a part-time employee, everybody deserves to be treated with the same amount of respect. I loved that advice, and I still believe it.
And that's all the time we have tonight, folks. Thanks very much to all of our guests for taking part in the only...